Warm greetings, everyone. Welcome to the episode with Garima Pradhan, who is a relationship coach, personality trainer, YouTuber, podcaster, and one of the winners of Golden Book of Awards of titled in 2023 for the book, A Girl That Had to Be Strong. And her second book, which is very crucial in transforming relationships and a very good book on relationships that we can say, it's all about, the title is Broken is New Beautiful. And what I can say, she's a charm of Bhopal.
Thank you.
Welcome, Garima ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Tejashri.
So how are you feeling today to come in the podcast?
I am feeling very excited.
Can you please tell us a brief, like how you started being in a relationship coach or starting as a career for the author?
So with respect to relationship coaching, I wasn't in this niche unless I joined a program run by Jay Shetty about relationship mentoring that I joined and learned the tips on how to really, you know, work on your relationship and make it the best asset for your life. So when I joined that course, I understood that relationship can be transformational if you work on it. So that was my start of that journey, for which I also wrote a book named Broken is the New Beautiful that you mentioned that covers my, you know, relationship tips for people who want to, you know, better their relationships. So that's how it started.
That is great. So how you step down into writing and being like author? It's kind of inspiration, or you get inspired from somebody else?
Actually, the first thing that I wrote, I was a kid that time. I wrote a poem on my mother for the topic mother itself. And I was very curious to show that poem to the chief guest of that time, who was APJ Abdul Kalam sir. And he saw that poem. He was very impressed. And as I was a child, I thought he'll be saying good, excellent or something like that. But he didn't say that. He said, you'll turn out to be a great writer if you continue in this field. I was very sad at that moment because I thought because his words were too big for me as a kid to comprehend. But later now, when I see myself in this journey, in this field of writing, I understand that his words were reality. He could see my future. So I think his powers were, because he was a great person, so I think he could foresee that for me.
This is
so
good.
That's how it started. Yeah.
Wow, that is commendable.
Thank you.
What, according to you, is the ideal relationship? The theory exists or it's a fantasy?
Ideal relationships, basically, there's nothing like an ideal relationship. Because nothing is ideal because it's a perception. Somebody seeing 6, somebody seeing 9. So there's no set rule for saying that, okay, this is ideal and this is not. But yes, if you put in the effort, if you put in the energy, if you put in your attention, any relationship can be your best asset.
That is great. So how we can keep that effort? Like how we have to invest something in terms of the... There's goodwill, something by other person, or we have to be only striving for that?
Not exactly investment or, you know, gifting your girlfriend some sort of gifts, nothing like that. But yes, you really need to be present in the moment that when your girlfriend expects you to speak or listen, you are doing that thing for her. Because actually what happens is major relationships are not, you know, that beautiful because they don't understand the basic chemistry that is listening. If you don't, if you're not an active listener, you will always feel that other person wants, you know, some help or some solution. But sometimes there's no solution. It's the only solution is listening. If you can hear that person and if you can allow them to vent out, I think the maximum problems are solved.
Exactly. What makes relationship more valuable? How can we make the relationship valuable?
According to me, a relationship can be said a valuable thing only if you are giving in, you know, the regular attention to your partner, you know, making them feel special at times. I'm not saying that you really need to give them flowers on Valentine's Day and, you know, propose them on propose day. You don't need to do that things. But if you are giving them a good energy every day, if you're celebrating their presence and you are making them feel that because of you, I am a better person. If you're making them feel this every day, then every day is your Valentine. And I guess if any person practicing that would be having the best relationship.
Excellent. I have some questions like how to identify people who take our advantage, like who wants to take our
advantage.
There are people that we should be more cautious about.
I am telling you, when I started writing, people said it's not a great field to work on. And
Yes.
everybody was like just pulling my leg to, you know, make me just leave that path. But now when I have achieved a certain accord and recognition, everybody wants to be a part of my journey all of a sudden. But they were not there when I was struggling. So
yes.
because these people have some intentions, that's why they are coming to me. Right. So I need to be understanding enough to know that who is using me and who is actually adding value to my life. So how to identify people who are using you is by knowing when they are approaching you. Are they approaching you when you succeed, or are they approaching you when you were nobody?
Yes.
So this is the first thing that you can note down. Secondly, if are people only coming to you when they need something, or they always take care of you, you know, because people who don't take care of you will just not be there when you need it. And they will only come when they need something from you. They'll be like talking so sweet and buttery. You'll be like, what happened to this person?
Yes.
Sometime back, this person was talking so rude to me. And what happened overnight that this person is talking so nice to me? That they are like, oh my God, you're the best person I got. And I'm like, what? Why could somebody do that to somebody? Right?
Exactly.
They do it because they want something from you. And that's only possible when you give them the space to make use of you. So
exactly.
Know your value, know your worth, and don't be used by people.
But yeah. There are times like people used to like swing their nature, or they used to swing their words, like they will show some kinds of gratefulness at one day, and the coin is like flip side on the other day as well. So what is the scenario? It is based upon the walkthrough, or they are like the originality is going on something where it's something different for a part which they are relying on. There is a big doubt for this.
So you mean to say that I didn't actually get the question. So
they are
what
not
is the
original,
question?
Like they are not reading to be original. They are like fake. This happens sometimes. Maybe they want to do something, or they want to take our advantage also. So they will be nice. And after that, the coin will be flipping to other end.
Yeah.
So how to deal with that swing?
Okay. So to deal with that swing, you need to know that, did you just achieve something? Just check on this checklist. Did you achieve something? Do you know something that the other person is not knowing? Have you reached a stage in your life where that person is not there? You know, you have something that that person is seeking but haven't got.
Yes.
Right? First, check what you have. If you have something to give, people will come to you and take it. Right?
Yes.
That is how they start to use you. When they see that, okay, this person has that, you know, golden pot that I want. So they'll come to you and, you know, just they'll just take it from you by being nice. So people right now are using niceness to the taking advantage of people and not being nice for real.
Exactly.
They are being nice for a purpose. And that is not being nice. That is
this is not constant always.
Exactly. That
yes.
is like you are being shrewd and you just are being good when you need something from them. You are like, oh my God, you are such a good friend. And then you come to know, okay, this person wants something from me. Can I borrow that lehenga from you? Or can I borrow that thing from you? Otherwise, they are not even seeking you.
Yes.
Right? So that is how it goes.
This is what people are misunderstanding. What is a friendship? They are not valuing the, they are not the kind of words or the statement that they are relying on. They used to jump.
Yeah.
Falsification of relationship, we can say. Can be like or business or whatsoever it is. This is a common problem that we are observing in today's world.
Yeah.
So this needs some time of space and understanding as well on both our side. Both side needs. Efforts should be coming from the both the parties. Then only it will give us a fruitful result. This is what I believe. Next thing is how we can stop people from being controlling us. Like how we can control ourselves from not being controlled.
For that, we can do like how to know that this person is controlling. See, people who are not in control are the people who want control. Always remember that. Because people who are in control, in control, as in, I'm not saying they just control themselves. No, nothing like that. In control, as in they are in charge of their emotions all the time. people who are in charge are in control. So people who are not in charge and who always blame the other party for everything that goes wrong in their life, they are the ones who are controlling. Okay, so they will always try to control the other person's living standard, their behavior, you know. They'll be like, they will never take the blame of being wrong. They always want to push that on the other person. Aapki wajah se hua, not my fault.
They will not accept it.
Exactly. So first step is they will never accept they are wrong. They are controlling people. Secondly, a person who is not in control will only control. Okay. Second. Third, a person who wants to be in the power, who wants to, you know, wants everybody to listen to them and not dictate them, will be the third kind of people who are controlling. They will want the last word in everything. They want, like, whatever they have said has to happen.
Yes.
Whether the world collapses or, you know, you get collapsed, it doesn't matter to them at all.
Yes.
They are like, this is what has to be done, because if I have said it, I have said it. So they have some sense of, you know, sense of ego in them, because they think they are in the place of dictating the other person, that you are inferior to me and I'm superior. And this mindset has to change. And a only person who is controlling will do that. So you can identify people with these four tips that they are controlling.
That is great. And how to deal with people who try to sabotage us for their own benefits?
Sabotage as in take advantage of you, right?
They will crawl inside our workspace or for their advantage or their professional advantage. They try to harm us, like professionally or personally. How to deal with such kind of people?
So, how to deal with people who sabotage us by actually, you know, smelling the coffee. Actually smelling what they are coming for. Why are they coming for? Try to know the why. Why is a person coming to you? Like, actually the problem is, it's a human nature. If somebody talks good to me or to you, you will be doing anything for them. That, that's a human nature. But we need to understand, why are they talking that way? You need to know, you need to smell the coffee. You need to know, why is a person being nice to me? What do they want? Is there something? If the question, if the answer to this question is no, then the person might be genuine. But if the answer to this question is yes, they definitely want something. That's why they are being, you know, sweet to you. Because they want something from you. And a person who's actually sweet will sometime be, you know, like people ka ped. They can, you know, people ka patta. They can be, you know, to you. But they are real people. But people who are always sugar are the ones who are liars, because they only know how to use people. And that is pure manipulation, you know. Just being somebody you are not. So it's better to be who you are and, you know, practice who you are in place of being somebody you are totally not. Right? So how to protect yourself from these people is, smell the coffee. Try to know their intention. Why are they coming to you? Try to know their benefits, what they will be getting. If the situation is only favorable to them, make it a win-win situation. Reverse psychology. Make it about your gain and the other person's gain. If both things are met, only then take a deal with them ahead. Otherwise, just remove that deal.
We should do SWOT for this also, I think.
Yeah. So you need to bridge that thing also, that jisme dono ka fayda ho. You need to come to a point where both parties win. Create a situation like that. If they are not ready to create a situation, they are using okay, if they say that I cannot do this favor for you, that means they want something from you, but they don't want to give you anything in return.
Yes.
So take us, don't have limits.
Only give us.
That's what. That's what. So we need
and
to.
And if they go for the taking stage, they will show their face.
They'll be like, why are you taking? And they expect us to be nice to them for that matter. We cannot be nice. Exactly. Because givers have limits, right? Takers don't have it. So we need to really understand that, what is the base? Where are this? Where is this person settling? If you can understand that, nobody can really use you. So try to know your worth. Try to believe in yourself. Because a person who wants to use you will also do this fourth thing, reverse psychology. They will try to make you feel bad about being yourself. Then they will try to use you. Because at that time, you will not have self-confidence. Okay.
Yes.
And you will not have to say that I am worthy of something better. right? Most people use you when they say, you might have seen in corporate offices, a employee who is good at work is first said, your work is not, you're not doing well. Then suddenly their work is increased. Why does that happen? They are not doing good. How can the workload increase?
Yes.
A workload increase in a corporate culture is a reward of good work.
Yes.
Okay. A person who is doing good is only rewarded with extra work.
Mm.
Right?
Yes. Exactly.
So this is the reverse psychology used to make the other person never realize they are being used. Okay.
Exactly.
I hope these tips really help you identify who are these people.
Yes. Exactly. There are some people who want to seek attention or like attention seeker.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Deal with those people. Like, we cannot come out from there also. Like, in professional space, we need to deal with every kind of people. Then how we can do that? Always, it is not possible.
The problem with the attention seekers is they want attention. And what you can do is deprive them by not giving attention.
Why are they not giving the attention?
Just act like you. They don't exist to you. Whenever they are walking, just you be like dead. Dead serious. I am not knowing this person. Who's this person? I don't know.
Yes.
Act like you don't know. You haven't seen the change. You haven't seen the dress. You haven't seen anything that they are wearing to gain attention or grab attention. That
exactly.
is the best way to ignore such people and make them feel you don't exist for us, man. Come on.
Yes.
Right? The people who are giving attention are feeding the attention seekers. So you need to stop giving them attention because their aim is to get attention. Right? Don't give them attention. Make them deprive them with your attention by not giving it.
Exactly. One best experience and one worst experience that you have experienced with your clients, like dealing with people over the relationships.
I didn't had a bad experience with anybody so far. But yes, good ones were many. So nothing as such.
Which taught you a lesson and which made you think like explore more?
Actually, I didn't got any sort of lesson like that. But yes, all experience were good to me. So because I celebrate different variety of clients, so nothing really happened to me as such.
What is the most common, which were experienced among the people?
I haven't actually. So far, I haven't. If I would, I'll definitely share because so far I haven't had any worst experience.
There is a difference between being jealous and being envious. Then we can handle the jealousy, but how we can handle the envious people around there?
See, envy can be you and your sister got a lipstick shade. You had pink, she had red, and pink is looking better on you. And although she got the pink, but you are envious about it.
Yes.
Because, you know, slight envy about that thing that, okay, she's looking better and not me. So that envy exists. Chota sa. But jealousy is a totally different thing. Jealousy can be, you know that the other person is better than you. Right? So you are jealous because you think that this person is capable of better. So what happens is maximum relationships where the jealousy issue exists. Either the partner is controlling or they are overprotective about that person. Right? They'll be like controlling everything about that person, which should not be the case because a person who's jealous will try to control everything about that person. What you'll eat, right. What you'll wear, where you'll go, whom you'll talk, everything. So this has to go from relationships because a healthy jealousy is good, but a toxic jealousy is bad. So healthy jealousy can be your girl is talking to a male bestie. This can be a healthy jealousy. Okay, you're a little scared of losing your girl, but she's yours. You need to trust that. Then what is the toxic jealousy could be when that girl is talking to her best friend, you're going and, you know, grabbing her hand and taking her away. That's a toxic jealousy because you are acting weird in that scenario.
This requires understanding. Understanding is required.
Sorry?
Mutual understanding is required.
Very much.
So being envious is harm or being jealous is harm? Which is harmful?
Both have side effects because anything, excess of anything is bad. Even the sugar is bad.
Exactly.
It can cause you diabetes. Like
being possessive and being overprotective, are these terms are like synonymous to each other or we just use synonymous?
As in?
Like being possessive and being over. Are these two cases are different, or just we use like it as a synonymous?
No, no, no. Those are different. It's like having two spoons of tea and having four spoons of tea.
Okay. So
Four
possessive is
spoons of
like this,
tea.
and overprotective is like it's a huge. Like
Yeah,
that.
because you're just crossing the boundary of the other person and, you know, trying to protect that person, making them feel extremely bad about being a human. It's bad, right?
So possessive means it is a healthy sign of relationship, or it has some side effects, or we can say it's a diverse
No,
implication.
no, anything in balance is good. Like if somebody is talking to my husband, maybe a girl bestie of him is talking to him, I can have a little sense of jealousy. Okay, because she's also a female, right? That normal jealousy is fine. But if I go and, you know, say, let's go right away from this party and leave this conversation right and here and there, it will make the scenarios worse, right? Because it's like being protective, it's being over jealous. Like you're being overprotective about that person and, you know, taking them away. They are not a possession. We need to understand humans are humans. They are not possessions. Possessions can be this, you know, object. You can possess a phone. You cannot possess a human being. You need to understand that. And when you just flip that thing, things shatter. Because you try to control a human, whereas
That
you
is
need to
nearly
control
impossible.
A phone. Yeah, because human has an emotion. It will speak. If I place the just me from left to right, you will say, no, 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 please bring me down. Right?
Yes.
But if I place my phone from here to here, it will not say anything.
Yes.
So it's understandable, right?
Exactly. Finally, what are the tips for making our relationships like best or valuable or something?
Simple it is, like for any
Keep quiet and
relationship to
listen to
survive.
everything.
Not really, not always. But yes, specifically if I talk about gender wise, see, there are some general tips for both men and women. You have to be listening to your partner. Simple. Some days a girl has to listen, some days a boy has to listen, but you have to listen.
That's
You,
why we say
you
listen
know,
to understand, listen not to reply.
Exactly. That's why it's said. Because if you are only listening to reply back and you are in a hurry to say a better thing, then you will win the conversation but lose that person. So better to switch that. Win a person and lose that argument. Because what will you do? Where will you register that thing? You know, I won 10 arguments today with my father. You know, what will you do about it? It has got nothing value. It's better to lose 10 arguments with a father, mother or a husband rather than winning those things. Right?
Exactly.
So a person who is egoistic will try to win every battle. But a person who is balanced will give up that conversation. And they'll be like, aap sahi ho, main sahi ho, end karo.
Yes.
Simple as that. Right? That is how it is.
Yes. So aggressive comes from the ego. There are any some converse relationship between this ego and aggressive.
As
even being egoistic are two different things, or it's one factor only?
Being aggressive and egoistic.
Yes.
These are different terms altogether.
So those people,
because egoistic is
can ultimately be aggressive or not?
Sorry?
People who are egoistic, they are aggressive or not? Or need not to be aggressive, or can be aggressive?
It depends. Like, it's a personality trait. So it depends. Someone will have it, someone will not have it. So, because there are people who are peace lover also, but they are aggressive too. So it's like a coin has both head and tail, right? So
yes,
people are like coins. They have both the sides. They have the aggressive side too. Each one of us has that aggressive side as well as a calmer side. So
yes,
it depends when it comes out, which is the situation, what is the scenario. So it depends.
All right. It was good talking to you and having a candid conversation with you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And transforming our lives. It is very commendable over discussing with you.
Yeah.
Thank you
Thank
for
you.
Connecting over to the podcast.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Same too.